Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Shir sponsor Lui Nishmas Haim Biyakov Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bava Kama Daf Ayin Beis. The Gemara on the top of the Amud says that Rav Nachman told Rava that in the evening he gave him the wrong answer and he's changing his mind in the morning. And the reason he made the mistake in the evening is because the Loyachli Basro de Toyo. I did not eat the meat of an ox. Rashi says, doesn't mean they actually eat meat, but he means lo digdakti tamo shodov. I wasn't so careful to think about the reasoning of the psak. But Tosfos says, shori b'tayni soyo. He was really fasting, and that's why he gave the wrong answer. Rav Tzadik HaKohen in the Pritzadik Pashas Rei Oishei says, there's no machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. And really, these two things come together. When a Talmid Chacham eats, the food gives him the koiches to be able to understand and learn Torah. The meat, and he brings also from the Gemara in Eruvin, also the wine, that gives the Talmid Chacham the koyach, the understanding, the ability to really connect to Torah. So when what Rashi says that he wasn't medactic so much in the halacha, and Torah says he was fasting, the same thing, because he didn't eat, so then he was not medactic so much. And this is something that Tzaddik mentions in many of the Sfarim in many different directions. In the Sefer Eis HaOichel, right in the beginning, he brings this Gemara as well, and he mentions that it really depends how much a Talmid Chacham eats. If he eats correctly, he eats the right amount, only for him to have koiches, so then that achila gives him chochma. That achila gives him the ability to learn Torah better. But if he eats too much, he eats achila gaso, that brings him timtum halei v'hamoyach. In the end, instead of understanding better by eating meat, it will be the exact opposite. Okay, add to this what the Kuti Moharan, or Nachman Breslov, says in a little different way. He says that the klipas in the world, all the bad influences in the world, are being fed by Adam as well. They are connecting to Adam in order to get their chiyus. When a person eats a little bit, he gives the right amount of chiyus to these klipas, and then they leave him alone. If he doesn't eat at all, so they're hungry, and they come to him, and they cause him a bilbul, they cause him to be depressed, they cause him to be not focused, and not able to learn. If he eats too much, he gives them too much koyach, and they overcome him. He has to give him the exact amount in order to push away the klipas. So in a sense, Rav Tzadik and Rav Nachman are a little opposite from each other. According to Rav Tzadik, eating a little bit, that gives you the koyach to be able to learn Torah. According to Rav Nachman, it's also true, but it's because it takes away the bad influences, the klipas, and gives the Talmid Chacham the ability to focus on Torah. But Rav Tzadik in one place, in Tzidkas HaTzadik, Ois Reish Tetzayin, he adds another deher about this. He says like this. Every day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechadesh b'chol yom b'tuvoy ma'aseh bereishis. The world is being renewed every single day. The Torah and the world are connected to each other. We always mention, what is brought down Chazal, istakel b'raiso b'ra'alma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world based on the Torah. The Torah and the world are connected to each other. So Yimele, the same way every day there's a chidush of ma'aseh bereishis, so is every day a chidush of chidush of Torah. There's mischadesh in that day. When a person goes and he enjoys, he benefits from the chiyus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him in that day in the world, meaning the food that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him, so by connecting to the ma'aseh bereishis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him, that gives him the ability to connect to the chidush of Torah that belong to that day. He says that's a pshat also. The lo nitna Torah le'oich le'haman. Only the Am Yisrael ate the man, we're able to get Torah. Because you eat man, you're able to get Torah? Yeah, because you eat the man, you're connecting to the ruchnius that is in the Bria those days. That brings us to Matan Torah. So any food that we have in the Bria every single day that's sent to any person, that brings in the connection to the chidushim of the Bria of that day, the chiyus of that Bria, and immediately is connected to the chidush of Torah. So when a person eats meat that is available for him today, so then he's able to be mechadesh chidush of Torah. Then he's able to be paskan lahalacha. A gewaldic idea of Reb Tzadik. And we'll end with another mahalach of the Tanya and Igeres HaKodesh Perek Chof. And then he brings, and it's based on the Arizal, that the way the world works is there's different levels in the creation. As we know, there's Dumim Tzumeach Chai Medaber. Dumim is like a stone, is a rock. Tzumeach is the plants. The Chai is the animals. The Medaber are the Odom. Each one of these dargas needs to get chiyus from the darga below it. And then through Gat Chius, they get to the Dargah below and is able to connect to a higher level. So therefore, animals, they benefit from the Tzumeach, from the plants. And the Adam benefits from both. He gets from the Chai and from the Tzumeach, and through that he's able to connect to get to the Ruchnius. In order to connect to the highest level of spirituality in the world, you have to go from the bottom that you have in the world and slowly go up until you get to the top. So that's the idea, he says, Ochel Basar Torah, by eating meat, meaning you're taking food from the lower level of this world, and you connect that to the Medaber, to the Adam, then the Adam is able to connect to Ruchnius of Torah, going Milamato Lamala. It's called the Or Choizer, going from the bottom of the world up until you get to the highest level. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.